Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Personality NLP Astrology Case Study for Richard. Ascendant, Anuradha Scorpio. Richard's ascendant falls in Anuradha, within the deep, emotionally intense sign of Scorpio. This placement gives him a core personality that is loyal, observant, and psychologically attuned, shaped by both emotional sensitivity and strategic resilience. Anuradha, ruled by Mitra, the deity of devotion and friendship, and governed astrologically by Saturn, brings a deep need for connection through loyalty, discipline, and emotional depth. Scorpio lends a probing, privacy-oriented lens to this personality. He is likely someone who processes life in layers, moving carefully and discerningly toward what and who truly resonates. From an NLP lens, this configuration strongly supports an auditory, digital, and kinesthetic processing style. Richard may learn and relate through patterns of emotional logic, always scanning below the surface for what's really going on. He's not reactive on impulse. Instead, his responses are often strategic, timed, and anchored in internal emotional tracking. His body likely tells him when something is off before his mind can name it. This creates a decision-making process based on inner sensing analytical structure, rather than outward appearances or social noise. His attention direction is fundamentally self-oriented. Scorpio ascendant, especially in Anuradha, speaks to someone whose core orientation is inward. He processes external reality through his own system of resonance, integrity, and psychological timing. This doesn't mean selfishness. It means he must feel alignment within before he engages fully. This makes Richard highly introspective, emotionally intelligent, and selective about who or what enters his close field. His motivation direction is primarily away from, especially when it comes to falseness, betrayal, emotional chaos, or shallow interactions. Anuradha gives a subtle emotional detachment. He may seem deeply committed, yet he's always watching, always analyzing. If loyalty is broken or emotional trust violated, he will withdraw completely, often silently and irreversibly. This tendency protects him from emotional enmeshment, but also ensures that what he does commit to is solid, tested, and real. Richard's action style is reactive with emotionally timed decisiveness. He doesn't initiate quickly, but once he's committed, he moves with conviction. There's likely a pattern of emotional containment followed by catalytic action, the kind of presence that observes and waits, and then steps in with strategic force when the moment is right. His strength lies not in constant movement, but in knowing when to move and how much to reveal. In terms of operational style, Richard leans toward procedure with emotional variability. He needs rhythm, structure, and psychic clarity, but can also flow with nuance once trust is established. Anuradha ascendants often navigate work and relationship dynamics by sensing patterns of emotional truth. What feels off? Who's misaligned? What dynamic is worth restoring? He's built for emotional architecture, slow to build, but designed to last. Altogether, Richard's Scorpio ascendant in Anuradha creates a personal foundation that is emotionally strategic, psychologically deep, and quietly discerning. His NLP profile at the core is someone who tracks meaning through internal sensing and logical verification, someone who is loyal, protective, and hard to read, not out of secrecy, but because truth, timing, and emotional safety are prerequisites for full self-expression. He isn't here to perform identity. He's here to embody emotional integrity and to build a life that honors depth, loyalty, and lives psychological truth. Fourth house, Mars and Chaturbhisha, Richard's fourth house, the domain of emotional grounding, inner structure, operational style, and how one manages their internal world, contains Mars and Chaturbhisha, placed in Aquarius. This placement creates a powerful combination of internal tension and visionary drive, where the emotional foundation is not rooted in softness or nostalgia, but in clarity, solitude, and strategic detachment. Mars in Aquarius lends itself to independent action, mental defiance, and energetic system building, while Shatabisha, ruled by Rahu, carries a distinctly disruptive yet healing current, one that seeks to expose what's hidden and restore through inner recalibration. From an NLP perspective, this placement gives Richard a kinesthetic and auditory digital processing pattern within his internal world. He is likely internally reactive, constantly scanning his environment for energetic or structural inconsistencies. His sense of emotional safety does not come from comfort or predictability. It comes from mental coherence, energetic integrity, and the ability to act independently when systems falter. He likely experiences inner agitation when systems are emotionally messy or socially irrational, and prefers to create private logic grids or structured withdrawal zones to restore internal balance. His motivation direction in the fourth is strongly away from emotional dependence, sentimentality, and reactive environments, and towards clean emotional frameworks, autonomous functioning, and systems that hold under pressure. Mars in Aquarius doesn't want to be told how to feel. It wants to understand why things happen and how to move forward efficiently. In Shatabisha, this becomes more exacting. Richard may seek emotional independence through radical internal clarity and reject models of emotional regulation that feel performative or coercive. His frame of reference is solidly internal, especially regarding emotional authority. Richard likely doesn't respond well to emotional demands from others unless they align with his own logic and energetic read of the situation. This placement often produces someone who feels deeply but rarely shows it, preferring instead to process through mental logic, energetic calibration, or quiet acts of protection. He may feel like he can handle anything, as long as he has space to think, move, and act according to his internal rhythm. His action style in the fourth is reactive, structured, and sharply timed. Mars in this nakshatra can express in abrupt internal shifts. One moment calm, the next moving with surgical clarity to cut through an emotional pattern that's no longer sustainable. Richard is unlikely to emote in traditional ways. Instead, he will act decisively when an internal limit has been crossed, often surprising others with the clarity and finality of his decision. His operational style in daily life is a blend of independent rhythm and structured withdrawal. Mars in Aquarius can appear cool, even aloof, but this detachment is strategic. Richard likely operates best when he has control over his internal space, freedom to structure his own routines, and room to disconnect from collective noise. He is probably not drawn to chaotic home environments. His inner world needs intellectual cleanliness and emotional logic to stay stable. Altogether, Mars in Shatabisha in the fourth house gives Richard an emotional core that is cerebral, energetic, and systemically self-protective. His NLP drives here show someone who handles inner emotion through quiet recalibration, strategic containment, and fast internal repair, not through overt processing or external soothing. He builds stability not from what's familiar, but from what is structurally sound, logically coherent, and energetically aligned, even if that means standing alone. Ta fifth house, moon in Uttarabhadra Pisces. Richard's fifth house, the domain of memory, creative intelligence, personal insight, and emotional expression, contains the moon in Uttarabhadra, placed in Pisces. This is one of the most emotionally deep, symbolically potent, and karmically mature placements for the moon. The fifth house governs not just creativity and intellect, but also how we share what's inside us. And with the moon in this Saturn-ruled nakshatra in a Jupiterian sign, Richard's emotional intelligence is built on stillness, containment, and sacred inner awareness. He is likely to process life through subtle emotional rhythms, symbolic meaning, and deliberate emotional quietude. From an NLP perspective, this placement supports a kinesthetic and visual symbolic processing style. Richard likely experiences emotion as waveform, tone, or atmosphere rather than narrative. He feels in layers, and his understanding of life unfolds silently and slowly, more like a tide than a spark. His creativity, memory, and personal intelligence operate on internal depth, unconscious patterning, and energetic resonance, rather than rapid recall or verbal logic. There is a natural soulfulness and reticence here. He does not overshare or perform emotion, but rather waits for emotional truth to settle, clarify, and emerge. His motivation direction in this house is primarily away from emotional drama, shallow stimulation, or performative intelligence, and towards quiet insight, symbolic coherence, and felt spiritual truth. Uttarabhadrapada governs the fire beneath the ocean, meaning Richard's inner insight burns slowly, steadily, and without visible reaction, but it's powerful and transformative nonetheless. He doesn't need to be seen expressing brilliance, but when he does, it's anchored, compassionate, and cosmically resonant. His frame of reference is profoundly internal, especially in how he handles emotional learning, personal memories, and creative sharing. He filters ideas and emotions through private symbolism, moral intuition, and energetic tone, not intellectual consensus. This can make his self-expression seem sparse at times, but when he speaks, teaches, or creates, it is layered, poetic, and emotionally exact. He doesn't transmit for attention. He transmits when inner timing and symbolic weight converge. His action style in the fifth is reactive with slow building release. He does not leap to share or create impulsively. Instead, he processes, gestates, and waits for emotional and symbolic readiness. His emotional memory is long and deep, and his expressions often come from a place of integration rather than spontaneity. When he does act, whether creatively, emotionally, or intellectually, it's usually profoundly resonant, quietly impactful, and ethically considered. His creative and learning preference is solo or intimate, rhythmic, and emotionally quiet. He likely does best when he's allowed to withdraw from noise, explore symbolic patterns, or create in solitude. Group environments may drain him unless they are subtle, emotionally intelligent, and soul-aligned. He learns through impression, atmosphere, and energy, not repetition or performance. Altogether, Moon in Uttarabhadrapada in the fifth house gives Richard a symbolic, emotionally refined, and spiritually intelligent cognitive style. His NLP drives here reflect a person who feels more than he says, remembers more than he shows, and creates not to impress, but to restore emotional and energetic symmetry. He is a quiet emotional architect, working through silence, timing, and soul resonance, building forms of expression that are clean, compassionate, and karmically complete. Sixth house, Rahu and Kritika, Aries. Richard's sixth house, which governs work patterns, conflict style, service mindset, behavioral rhythm, and relationship to stress and refinement, contains Rahu and Kritika, placed in Aries. This is a potent placement that blends sharp action, intense focus, and karmic drive for perfection through friction. The sixth house is where we test ourselves in real-world pressure systems, and with Rahu, the north node of desire and expansion, placed in Kritika, a nakshatra ruled by the sun and known for its cutting, clarifying nature. Richard is designed to work through precision, confrontation, and purification. In Aries, this process is individually led, boldly initiated, and often delivered without delay. From an NLP standpoint, Rahu and Kritika in Aries reveals a dominant kinesthetic and auditory digital processing mode. Richard likely feels internal activation under pressure and then verbalizes or refines thought through decisive action. He processes problems by cutting through confusion, simplifying processes, and removing what's unnecessary or misaligned. His work style thrives on clear targets, functional autonomy, and tasks that allow sharp mental and physical engagement. He may struggle in environments that are passive, vague, or overly emotional, preferring systems where he can step in, correct, initiate, or challenge as needed. His motivation direction in the sixth is a blend of away from inefficiency, delay, and energetic clutter, and towards systems that respond to sharp focus, self-direction, and functional clarity. Rahu here propels him toward mastery through disruption. He may be drawn to roles that involve problem solving, strategic confrontation, or technical refinement, often acting as the agent of necessary correction, even if others resist. Kritika adds a sacred heat to this. He doesn't challenge for ego, but to realign behavior with clarity and principle. His frame of reference is solidly internal. Richard doesn't need others to validate how to fix something. He instinctively knows what's off. His ability to self-correct, assess performance, or rework a flawed system is strong, And he may take on more responsibility than others because of his innate ability to see what's broken and act on it quickly. This can lead to burnout if boundaries are not honored, but it also gives him tactical leadership ability in pressure environments. His action style in the sixth is highly proactive, direct, and performance anchored. Rahu in Aries drives him to act swiftly, often ahead of the curve, and Kritika's cutting energy gives his behavior a no-nonsense, trim-the-fat quality. Whether managing crises, clearing energetic blocks, or executing a task under pressure, Richard can deliver with decisive timing, precision, and force, but only when he feels the system is clean enough for meaningful engagement. His work preference leans toward independent roles, sharp collaborative edges, or high-functioning teams that welcome challenge and clarity. He's not designed to go along. He's built to refine, interrupt, and act when others hesitate. Rahu here gives him the karmic work of learning how to wield sharpness ethically, how to cut without harming, and how to transform conflict into refinement rather than reaction. Altogether, Rahu in Kritika in the sixth house gives Richard a working and behavioral style that is cutting, corrective, independently driven, and karmically aligned with purification through pressure. His NLP drives here reveal someone who excels when allowed to act, fix, and refine without interference. Someone whose internal system pushes him to burn away distortion and upgrade function, even when that requires confrontation. He is here to challenge with precision, clear with intent, and serve through systems that respect both his clarity and his heat. Eighth house, Saturn in Ardra, Gemini. Richard's eighth house, the domain of transformation, deep psychological integration, shadow navigation, and karmic inheritance, contains Saturn in Ardra, placed in Gemini. This is a placement of intellectual gravity and emotional realism, where the mind becomes a tool for decoding pain, weathering intensity, and mastering complex emotional and existential terrain. Saturn in the eighth already brings a slow, disciplined approach to inner transformation. And in Ardra, a Rahu-ruled nakshatra associated with emotional storms, radical truth, and catalytic disruption, Richard is equipped to handle psychic density and emotional disintegration, not through collapse, but through observation, structure, and conscious rebuilding. From an NLP perspective, this placement creates a dominant auditory digital and auditory tonal processing style in deeply emotional or transformative contexts. Richard likely processes trauma, emotional change, and vulnerability through language, narrative, contrast, and verbal restructuring. Ardra lends a storm-like rhythm to his internal world. Emotional experiences may arrive as intellectual thunder, full of conflict and questions. But Saturn provides the slow ballast, helping him distill meaning, integrate pain, and reconstruct truth piece by piece. He does not flinch from intensity. He simply doesn't rush it. His motivation direction in this house is a mix of away from reactivity, volatility, and emotional incoherence, and towards structured depth, conceptual truth, and transformative resilience. Saturn restricts but refines. And in Ardra, that restriction is often emotional. Richard may delay vulnerability, limit sharing, or intellectualize pain, but this is not repression. It is timed integration. He is motivated to make sense of things that others avoid or suppress, but only after they've been internally filtered through his symbolic, linguistic, and moral calibration. His frame of reference is deeply internal, especially when dealing with transformation, intimacy, loss, or existential questions. Saturn in Gemini is not easily convinced. Richard needs conceptual integrity and narrative proof. In emotionally charged or psychologically loaded environments, he likely withdraws, listens, dissects, and only re-engages once he has restructured the emotional field in a way that makes internal sense. His ability to hold emotional charge with intellectual clarity makes him powerful in crisis, not reactive, but methodical and composed. His action style in the eighth is slow reactive with long-term reformative intent. He may avoid emotionally explosive environments, but if drawn into one, he becomes the stabilizer, the realist, the anchor. Saturn Ardra doesn't deny the pain. It simply asks, what's the pattern? What's the structure beneath the chaos? Richard can take a long time to emotionally shift, but when he does, the changes are profound, permanent, and psychologically sophisticated. His transformational preference, whether in healing, intimacy, or deep work, leans toward private, verbal, and layered integration. He may not open up quickly, but when he does, it's often through symbolic language, written insight, or sharply observed reflection. He values relationships and experiences that allow for emotional deconstruction and rebuilding, especially those grounded in intellectual parity and ethical realism. Altogether, Saturn in Ardra in the 8th house gives Richard a mind built for emotional reconstruction, karmic realism, and transformative narrative control. His NLP drives in this domain reflect someone who processes emotion and depth through disciplined thought, internal dialogue, and verbal clarity. He is not afraid of intensity. He just insists on moving through it with structure, integrity, and earned truth. And once he does, he emerges with an internal system refined by what he has endured and understood. 10th house, Jupiter in Purva Falguni, Leo. Richard's 10th house, the domain of career, public visibility, leadership style, and long-range contribution, contains Jupiter in Purva Falguni, placed in Leo. This is a vibrant, creative, and dignified placement that blends the expansive wisdom and ethical compass of Jupiter with the charismatic, expressive, and relationship-conscious energy of Purva Falguni, a Venus-ruled nakshatra associated with restoration, legacy, and regal enjoyment. In Leo, the 10th house gains a natural leadership quality, but Jupiter here elevates that leadership beyond image, grounding it in values, mentorship, and lasting personal vision. From an NLP perspective, this combination reflects a dominant visual symbolic and auditory digital processing style in the professional domain. Richard likely envisions career not just as a job, but as a narrative of contribution shaped by symbolism, rhythm, and internal codes of value. He likely feels most purposeful when he can lead or contribute through meaning-making, graceful delivery, and ethical influence. There is a natural teacher-mentor archetype in this placement. Someone who doesn't chase power, but becomes influential through refined clarity, emotional poise, and cultivated presence. His motivation direction in this house is strongly toward visibility that reflects his values, creative expression with purpose, and work that allows for ethical expansion and human connection. Purva Falguni seeks restoration, and in the 10th, Richard may feel called to restore balance, joy, and meaningful structure within professional systems or social environments. Jupiter here adds a moral core. He is unlikely to chase success for its own sake. Instead, he's driven to shape public spaces that feel just, elegant, and consciously designed. His frame of reference in career and contribution is largely internal. While Leo can suggest a public-facing role, Jupiter in this nakshatra operates from ethical vision and intuitive leadership. He will act publicly only when it feels right inside. Recognition alone is not enough. What matters to him is whether the recognition is earned, authentic, and rooted in contribution. He may appear composed and charismatic, but behind that is a quiet system of self-checking, refinement, and value matching. His action style in the 10th is proactive with relaxed authority. He may not be aggressively ambitious, but when he steps forward, he does so with a tone of magnetic wisdom, emotional steadiness, and symbolic resonance. Jupiter lends gravitas. Purva Falguni softens the delivery with charm and elegance. Richard likely leads best when he's allowed to set the rhythm, communicate through meaning, and restore emotional coherence in high-pressure systems. His work and leadership preference leans toward visible roles with emotional and ethical grace. Teaching, consulting, mentoring, or leading in ways that integrate joy, refinement, and principle. He may not thrive in cold corporate systems, but does well in values-driven, relationally aware, or expressive environments. Jupiter here wants to give, to share what he knows in a way that lifts, restores, and dignifies the space he's part of. Altogether, Jupiter in Purva Falguni in the 10th house gives Richard a professional and public presence that is warm, wise, symbolically expressive, and deeply values-led. His NLP drives here reveal a leader who influences not by dominance, but by refined presence, inner truth, and a commitment to joy with integrity. He is here to lead with meaning, restore emotional tone to structures, and create public spaces where wisdom and beauty coexist. all without ever needing to raise his voice. 11th house, Sun and Mercury in Hasta Virgo. Richard's 11th house, which governs long-term goals, social contribution, systems-based thinking, and group alignment, contains Sun and Mercury in Hasta, placed Virgo. This is a highly refined and skill-oriented placement that infuses Richard's collective role and long-term aims with precision, timing, and service-based intelligence. Hasta, ruled by the moon, is a nakshatra associated with the hand, craftsmanship, healing, and skillful execution, while Virgo adds discernment, functionality, and humility. Together, these placements show that Richard approaches group dynamics and visionary work not through charisma or dominance, but through ritualized intelligence, perceptual refinement, and highly attuned presence. Mercury in Hasta gives Richard a sharp, detail-focused, and rhythmically aware communication style, particularly in team or vision contexts. He likely picks up on tonal, verbal, and procedural inconsistencies quickly, not to criticize, but to realign and repair. In group discussions, he's likely the one editing silently, tracking what others miss, and ready to step in with exact corrections or clarifications. His thinking in collective environments is systemic, ethical, and filtered through utility. The Sun in Hasta intensifies this. His public or social leadership comes through correct timing and precise delivery, right? Not performative authority. He may not demand to be seen, but when he speaks or contributes, it carries the tone of quiet confidence and operational mastery. Hasta in the 11th gives him the gift of becoming the silent orchestrator, someone who holds and adjusts the flow of group energy through subtle calibration. He is here not to take credit, but to realign systems so they actually work. From an NLP perspective, this dual placement reveals a highly auditory, digital, and kinesthetic processing style in group, goal setting, and long-range contribution contexts. Richard filters social environments through sensory rhythm, structural clarity, and internal timing logic. He is likely to withdraw from groups that feel noisy, ethically misaligned, or structurally chaotic, not emotionally, but mentally and operationally. His attention doesn't focus on who's leading. It tracks what is functional and what needs fixing. His motivation direction here is primarily away from disorder, misalignment, and ineffective systems, and towards clean structure, meaningful service, and intelligent impact. He's likely driven to refine group efforts that are symbolically sound and energetically clean, where each person's role is known and leadership flows by timing and competence, not performance. This gives him a kind of silent seniority in collective settings. He may not always lead outright, but others recognize his functional clarity and ethical steadiness. His frame of reference in group dynamics is deeply internal and rhythm-based. He doesn't need explicit approval to know he's contributing. He tracks whether the rhythm feels right, whether the timing is clean, and whether people are operating within respectful, intelligent bounds. He may not tolerate inefficiency or manipulation well, preferring to either repair quietly or step back entirely if a system cannot be realigned. His action style is reactive with rhythmic precision. Richard doesn't push his way in, but when the moment arrives and the group needs clarity, he steps in fluidly, delivers what's needed, and steps back. This makes him a powerful editor, mentor, systems corrector, or silent guide, someone who cleans the signal without ever overpowering the room. Altogether, Sun and Mercury in Hasta in the 11th house give Richard a service-driven, intelligent, and rhythmically self-contained group presence. His NLP drives here show a person who operates not through spotlight, but through functionality, ritual timing, and ethically filtered refinement. He is here to repair the collective rhythm, to correct what's off with precision, and to ensure that whatever system he's part of runs clean, purposeful, and with quiet elegance. 12th house, K2 in Vishaka and Venus in Chitra, Libra. Richard's 12th house, the domain of solitude, inner dissolution, spiritual alignment, subconscious filters, and hidden motivations, contains K2 in Vishaka and Venus in Chitra, placed in Libra. This combination is subtle but highly symbolic, suggesting a person whose inner world is shaped by karmic refinement, aesthetic detachment, and psychological precision. The 12th house governs what is unseen, And with Ketu, the South Node, here in Vishakha, ruled by Jupiter, Richard carries a karmic withdrawal from social power dynamics or externalized purpose. He seeks internal integrity over outer recognition, often detaching from partnerships or roles that lack depth, symbolism, or clean aesthetic balance. Venus in Chitra, meanwhile, adds a drive for beauty, design, and internal harmony, but with a strong need for independence and hidden authorship. From an NLP perspective, this pairing leans toward visual symbolic and dissociative processing, particularly in matters of inner decision-making, emotional closure, and aesthetic judgment. Richard likely filters solitude and spiritual growth through inner design language. His internal world operates on visual order, symmetry, tone, and symbolic coherence. He may find healing not through direct expression, but through silent refinement, organizing space, visualizing truth, and quietly correcting aesthetic or energetic imbalance. This kind of inner work is often invisible to others, yet foundational to his psychological and spiritual clarity. Ketu in Vishakha indicates karmic withdrawal from the pursuit of prestige, relational validation, or external commitment for its own sake. Vishakha seeks goals, but Ketu dissolves the hunger. This suggests Richard has likely outgrown certain worldly relational patterns and now seeks inner alignment, non-attachment, and symbolic balance, particularly in the spiritual or psychological domain. His subconscious may automatically detach from manipulative dynamics or emotionally imbalanced contracts, not through rejection, but through a deep felt knowing that the energy is complete. Venus in Chitra, however, brings a more refined and internalized artistry to this otherwise dissolving house. Richard's sense of beauty, pleasure, and relational value is private, sacred, and architecturally coded. Chitra is ruled by Mars, so there's precision and intentionality behind what he loves, builds, or withdraws from. In Libra, Venus is at home, but placed in the 12th, it becomes quiet, understated, and deeply personal. He may create beauty in secret, seek solitude in style, and find spiritual restoration through order, design, and emotional symmetry. His motivation direction in the 12th is primarily away from emotional chaos, entanglement, or aesthetic distortion, and towards quiet calibration, inner resonance, and karmic closure. He is not motivated by being seen, partnered, or praised, but by energetic peace, aesthetic equilibrium, and silent alignment with higher order. His frame of reference is almost entirely internal, particularly around pleasure, purpose, and spiritual value. He may struggle with externalized expressions of intimacy or beauty, preferring instead to engage in aesthetic ritual, emotional calibration, and symbolic solitude. When in solitude, he's not escaping. He's refining, resolving, and energetically realigning. His action style is reactive with intuitive withdrawal. Rather than fight imbalance, he often removes himself silently, choosing not to explain but to recalibrate. He doesn't rush to resolve. He lets things fall into energetic place, using symbolic intuition and visual clarity to know when to act and when to release. Altogether, Ketu in Vishakha and Venus in Chitra in the 12th house give Richard a symbolically refined, aesthetically guided, and spiritually dissociative inner world. His NLP drives here reveal someone who processes complexity not through argument or assertion, but through silent aesthetic and karmic design. He doesn't seek attention. He seeks elegant resolution, internal beauty, and energetic closure, often shaping the unseen field in ways others may never fully detect, but always feel. Overall NLP drives for Richard. Richard's NLP system is shaped by an underlying pattern of internal referencing, emotionally contained processing, symbolic filtration, and karmically disciplined timing. Across his chart, he demonstrates a deeply introspective and strategically self-regulating psyche, designed not for speed or external validation, but for precision, timing, and truth-based contribution. His entire configuration suggests a person who moves through life by sensing where the energy is misaligned, where systems can be purified, and when it's time to act or withdraw, often silently, but always with intent. His dominant processing styles are auditory digital, kinesthetic, and visual symbolic. Moon in Uttara Bhadrapada and Saturn in Ardra give him emotional depth and verbal precision, while Mercury and Sun in Hasta fine-tune his communication and pattern tracking in group or goal contexts. Venus in Chitra adds a quiet visual order, while Mars in Shatabisha offers rhythmic internal activation. He doesn't process through performance or spontaneity. His insights arrive via refined tracking, inner timing, and post-event analysis, producing highly distilled understanding. His motivation direction leans toward a nuanced combination of away from emotional disarray, distortion, and misalignment, and towards purification, clarity, and energetic rightness. Rahu in Kritika and Saturn in Ardra push him to refine under pressure. Venus in Ketu in the 12th reinforce the need to withdraw from what lacks aesthetic or karmic coherence. Richard's drives are not superficial. He moves toward what feels earned, what functions cleanly, and what carries symbolic or systemic truth. His frame of reference is emphatically internal, and that internal space is organized like an elegant mechanism, emotionally tuned, rhythmically updated, and filtered through psychological self-containment. Whether in intimate relationships, collective settings, or private reflection, he orients himself by how things feel internally, not through sentiment, but through internal signal, timing integrity, and energetic order. He calibrates from within and only moves outward when the internal system is settled. His chunking style is predominantly specific to general in emotional and behavioral contexts, and general to specific in public or conceptual roles. This means that in intimate or inner work, Richard starts with details, tone shifts, patterns, emotional disruptions, and extrapolates systemic insight. But in collective or visionary spaces, he starts with archetypal or ethical vision, then refines into functional form or verbal clarity. This dual capacity makes him particularly skilled at bridging psychological subtlety with systemic coherence. His action style is mostly reactive with timed intervention. He does not push forward impulsively. Instead, he monitors rhythms, watches systems shift, and enters only when action will create meaningful correction. Mars in Shatabisha and Rahu in Kritika give him surgical timing and high voltage precision, while Saturn in Ardra reinforces the need to act only when the emotional truth is stable and the internal logic is locked. His preferred work and learning environments are independent, timing sensitive, and ethically clean. Richard functions best in roles where he can correct, refine, or guide systems quietly but effectively, without interference or performative demands. He avoids emotional chaos and prefers people in settings that allow for symbolic resonance, clear boundaries, and internal pacing. Group roles work well when his refinement is welcomed, not resisted, and where his quiet insight can land without distortion. Altogether, Richard's NLP drives reveal a personality that is not here to react or impress, but to distill, purify, and restructure what is misaligned, whether in thought, behavior, or shared systems. He navigates through timing, tone, and internal truth, and brings with him a silent architecture of emotional clarity, psychological order, and karmic containment. He is not loud, but he is precise, and the space around him always shifts once he's moved through it, even if no one sees him coming.